Sketchy Eats, Sketchy Eats. Is that meat or is it beets? What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around eating at different restaurants that you might drive by and think, I really want to try that, but I don't want to get like raped and then murdered and then raped again.
Yeah, we do that.
Yep.
Not the whole rape and murder and raped again thing, but we eat at those places.
Yeah, we eat at those places. Today was Al's Coney Island.
Shout out to Al. Shout out to Coney Islands.
Which is like, I think there is seating on the inside, but it's predominantly a drive-through.
There's like one booth.
Yeah, there's a booth. It looked like doors were not on hinges on the inside, so I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we're not going in there.
But it's a drive-through, and from what my wife has said, when she gets up to work at like,
shout out to your wife,
like 4 a.m.
Shout out to 4 a.m.
She will go down Door Highway.
Shout out to Door Highway,
and she'll see that it's like. Like out to the street.
Shout to the street.
So it's apparently good, and we're going to talk a little bit about it today.
Yeah, we are.
Before we get into that, how was your week?
It was good.
Yeah,
it was good. I had pizza from a new place in Howe, and it was the most mediocre pizza I've ever eaten in my entire life.
That is a bummer. What is it? What was it?
Hold up. Let me pull up the name of this place. Like, the concept of the pizza itself is really interesting, but the pizza was just mediocre.
Hmm.
If I can find it on my phone. Karate's Pizza. Pizzeria and How.
Okay.
The crust was really good. It had that, like, burnt, like, brick oven look and taste to it.
Okay.
But the toppings were just so mediocre. Like, the pizza sauce... Because it was like, it like bills itself as kind of like an almost authentic Italian style pizza.
I don't know how you can be in an authentic Italian style pizza with a name like Karate's Pizzeria.
Isn't Karate like a Italian name though?
I'm thinking Karate like the martial art.
Oh no, yeah. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Okay, that seems more but realistic. It's spelled
Karatili.
Okay.
But it was just so mediocre. Like the, you know what it was? The sauce was just too damn sweet, and the cheese didn't like adhere to it, so it just all kind of fell off. But the crust was really good. Like if they can make the like everything good and keep the crust, it would have been fine. But it was just so mediocre. Hmm. And the pizza was small, and they were $15 each, and I got two of them. And I was like, did I just pay $30 for this?
Yeah, that's a lot
to have lunch by myself.
Yeah. That's a ton.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a great experience.
You know where I did have a great experience?
Huh.
In Lansing, Michigan.
Okay, yeah.
At Big Texan Diner.
Okay.
It was very, very filling. Very good. I had a steak omelet and some French toast. Damn. That was like not normal French toast. I can't think of what it was.
I mean, it sounds good.
But it was bussing. It was bussing.
Yeah, I think those are the pictures you sent me, right?
Yeah.
That should look great.
What about you? You went to Ma Lu's. Tell me about that. Tell the people about that.
Ma Lu's. Which one? When was that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Ellie and I went out to Ypsilanti.
Shout out to Ypsilanti.
And we wanted to go there for
quick question. Is it Ypsilanti or Ypsilanti?
I don't know. I think it's Ypsilanti.
Because I get corrected on this all the time, and I can never remember which one it is.
I don't know. I mean, people call it like, well, I guess it would be Ipsy or Yipsy. I don't fucking know. I don't care. I don't care.
I spent like 6 months there, like just going back and forth from there and Davidson.
I don't give a shit, yeah.
And I still don't know what it's called.
You know, I did realize though that it's not as far away as I thought it was.
Ain't that far.
Yeah, I thought it was like two and a half hours away.
What?
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes from here. It's like not even that bad of a drive.
No.
It's really easy. But no, we went there for like the World of Rocks, which is a store that sells rocks and like a
it's
few
not
other
a rock
places.
Music place.
No, it's not a rock music place.
You didn't go to see Bon Jovi?
No.
Rock the House?
Nope.
On the highway?
Just
on a still horsey rides?
Just rocks.
Was Bob Seger there?
There were some dope rocks.
Bob Seger wasn't there? Like no. A rock?
Nope.
A lot of
cool rocks. Not Bob Seger. Not a lot of old dudes. Those are fossils. Those are different.
Dude, shout out to Bob Seger, though.
Yeah, shout out to fossils. but we went out there, and Elliot told me about this place, and she really wanted to go. When I looked it up, of course, I saw a chicken place right next to it on the map.
Shout out the chicken.
So I'm like, fuck yeah, we're going to go there. And it's this place called Ma Lu's. It's a super tiny restaurant. They don't do indoor seating or anything like that I was able to see. And it's just like, it's just chicken. Like, they do chicken sandwiches, like chicken wings, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellie and I both got food there. I got a like super hot chicken sandwich that was unbelievably delicious. Like,
how hot
so
was
good.
It?
Not really hot. They bill it as like hot AF, but it's not that.
Isn't that funny? Like, all these places build these chicken sandwiches like, oh, your ass is gonna be on fire, son. And then you eat it like, oh, this is like a step above a McChicken.
Yeah, like, this isn't even nothing. I wonder, though, how much of that is just us being used to it, mm-hmm. you know? And like, for normal people, they're probably like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, you know? I guess it's really relative to your heat level.
Yeah.
What's hot to you may not be hot to me, but, like, some of that stuff is like, you really think this is hot?
Yeah. But they had this, like, peppercorn aioli on there.
Shout out to peppercorn aioli.
It was so fucking good. Like, unbelievable. And then Ellie got, like, a tofu chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was surprisingly delicious as well. Like, I wasn't... Like, tofu still, like, it'll always have that weird texture that I'm not into.
Mm-hmm.
And neither really is she. But, like, everything else about it made it really delicious. So...
Nice.
10 out of 10. I am 100% going to go back because I think they have a blueberry habanero wing sauce I want to try.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
We should do it for the show.
Yeah, I would love to do that since I now know that it's not 2.5 hours away from here.
And that's like 20 minutes away from where I live.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's like very easy to get to. Yeah, it's extremely easy.
Yeah, we could definitely do that for the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Lou's.
You know what I we also did recently that I thought was a nifty experience?
What's that?
So, you know, like, when you were younger, do you ever remember getting, like, shit-faced in, like, random houses on the east side of Flint?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a fucking era.
Like, you just get absolutely hammered on, like, 5-0 gin that came in a plastic container, you know?
That steamed when you opened it.
$5 for a half gallon of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't even know where I'm at right now. You're like, I know it's not a great area.
But I'm living.
Yeah. You know, I remember, like, when Travis used to have a house.
Shout out to Travis.
On McQueen Street.
Shout out to McQueen Street.
We would go there, and I was like, I was in, like, high school getting fucking blackout drunk and sleeping on his porch, mm-hmm. you know, with, like, a paper towel to use as a blanket. So, like... We went over to one of her coworkers' houses recently,
mm-hmm.
and Ellie got really drunk, and then so did some of her friends.
Damn, you're just putting all her business out there.
Well, you know, the lady that we went to, she's a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at one point, you know, they're all drinking, and I'm hanging out with them, and she just brings out, like goldfish and, like, those little, like, peanut butter crackers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's like, kids are out of school for the summer, so you can eat these snacks if you want. And then she made us fucking vegan cookies. Like, if I still drank, I would never want to go back to getting shit-faced at random houses on mm-hmm. the east side. I would exclusively get blackout drunk at people's mom's houses.
You know what, though? There's, like, I drink. There's something to say about drinking with older people.
Yeah.
People who are maybe just a few years older than you, that shit is like I was drinking like with 20-year-olds when I was 20. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, if you drink with like a 30-year-old, that shit's like, when you're in your 20s, of course, like, that shit's like a whole different experience.
Yeah.
Cause they like, they don't drink to get drunk.
Mm-mm.
And getting drunk is a byproduct of.
Yeah, of the night. Yeah. Yeah, they usually also have nicer alcohol too.
Oh yeah, because they can afford nicer alcohol.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny to be like, this is where I was, mm-hmm. and this is where I am now. And if I knew this like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. this is all I would do. I would only party at people's mom's houses. Like, dude, yeah,
shout out to moms.
Yeah, like, does your mom have snacks? Does she have peanut butter pretzels we can eat right now? Or fucking vegan cookies? She's like, she baked vegan cookies.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
We got some from the freezer section at Meijer the other day. They're on clearance.
That sounds good.
Well, no, they were gluten-free, but they're by proxy, they're vegan. Because yeah, a lot of vegan stuff is gluten-free. Shout out to being gluten-free. Dude, we went to me, the little woman, and her son. We went to the beach last weekend. That shit was aight. Are you a beach person?
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, because I can't swim, so I was just kind of like in the water wading around.
Yeah,
just trying out. Catching a vibe.
We've been going. Max and I will when we can, when our schedules sync up for it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the gym around like 4. And then immediately PM.
Okay.
And then we go back to his apartment and then go to the pool at Charter Oaks.
You guys get in that cesspool?
Yeah, we get in the pool at Charter Oaks.
You have a pool.
Yeah, but I don't have it open. I'm not paying for all that. That pool's free and they don't know I don't live there.
That's some white privilege right there. You know that, right?
I think about that every time I go there. I'm like, no one is calling the cops on me for being here right now.
Bro, it's Juneteenth.
Yeah. No, it isn't. That's tomorrow. Is. Juneteenth is tomorrow.
It is?
I'm 90% I'm pretty positive. Sure
Juneteenth is today.
No, you get the holiday for today for a lot of jobs, but Juneteenth is the 19th. It's tomorrow. How did I know that and you didn't?
Because you're a colonizer. White liberal.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's tomorrow.
You know what? I got a bone to pick with woke white people.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get dragged for this. I hope some Negroes.
It sounds like that was something we edited in later on, but it definitely wasn't.
Are listening when I say this. Like, woke white people are kind of annoying. I'm not even, yeah. Not even kind of annoying. They are annoying. Like, I'm just going to say it. Black Lives Matter is not a personality trait, white people. It's really not. Like, it's not. Like, it's kind of fucking annoying. Like, black people tend to find that shit super annoying. They just don't say anything. So I was just putting that out there. And you know what's going to improve the black community, Andre?
Huh?
Economic advancement. Oh, yeah. I got in this argument yesterday.
Yeah.
About race theory being taught in school and like how it's like not really an advantage to black people because we tend to learn that stuff in the house and like from firsthand experience. So it doesn't really benefit black people. And like if you have a school with a white woman teaching it, like it's not really as impactful because I don't know, man, white women tears. Get black men killed. But yeah, so like I don't know, I got in this long race critical race theory argument yesterday, and like it's not really as beneficial to people of color, and I don't really feel like it could be properly taught by white people. I know that has really nothing to do with food, but I was just putting it out there.
No, I mean, you make a very valid point. You can't teach something if you don't have those firsthand life experiences. Mm-hmm. Or at least it's a lot more difficult and it doesn't come from the same place.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
Yeah, yeah.
I got in a long argument with a white person about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I get it. You can understand it. Like,
yeah, you can understand it, but you don't... You can
empathize with it.
You don't fully grasp the concept.
Right.
It's kind of like taking a test and you just memorize the answers. Okay. You don't really understand the information. Like, you couldn't teach it to somebody else properly. The only way for black people to, like, advance, though, is through money. That's it. We don't need more woke white people. I'm sorry. We got enough of y'all.
Just too many.
We need the bag now.
Yeah.
That's the only way. We're not going to can't get a seat at the table unless you buy your way in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Happy Juneteenth.
Which is, yeah. Well, by the time you hear this.
Yeah, we'll be past
in Juneteenth. In like 3 weeks or
We'll be right back on our white power shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Negroes.
So, not too long ago, it was Jordan's birthday party.
Shout to Jordan. Shout to
he's birthdays. The singer for Avalon Black.
Mm-hmm. Shout to Portia.
Yeah, and yeah, Portia did an amazing job organizing everything for him. And I got to see my buddy Tom again, because Tom and Jordan are like childhood best friends. And mm-hmm. so he came over there, and I used to work with Tom.
Shout out to Tom. Shout out to working with Tom.
And Tom had spent a lot of his quarantine time getting really good at Super Smash Brothers. Like top 2% in the world good.
Jesus
the guy
Christ.
Is good. Like, you know how someone's good at video games? Like, all you have to know that they're good at a game is when they pick a controller up and they start customizing the controls in the game. Like, that's like, you're beyond the default layout. Like, that doesn't suit you anymore.
Yeah.
You got to do things no one else does. Mm-hmm. That is insane. That guy's ridiculously good at that game.
Does he have a, like, go-to character, or can he play with anyone?
He can play with mostly anybody. He was playing, I think, over there with someone he'd never played with before.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what? How?
I like to think of myself as a good Super Smash Brothers player, but I'm really not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm fucking trash at that game.
Like, I was good at it. You know what it was? I was good at it because I didn't have anybody to play with.
Yeah.
I played by myself, so I was like, man, I'm the fuck shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're playing against the computer on, like, easy.
Right.
And you're like, damn, I'm beating this thing's ass.
I'm bringing the brakes off this son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, damn, that's how it goes, though. Like, when you don't have competition, like, human competition, you think you're, like, better than you actually are.
That's how I used to think about when I was playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, like, back in the day. This is back before, like, online gaming was really a thing, you know? So when you played by yourself, you just played by yourself. That was it, you know? So, Alice Coney Island. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had pancakes. I had pancakes.
Okay.
They kind of tasted like McDonald's. Pancakes, which I love.
Yeah, I would say it's not a bad thing.
No, not bad at all. They had that like vanilla, like hint to them.
Okay.
Just like McDonald's hotcakes.
Yeah.
You know, not bad. And I got mozzarella sticks. They were just a vehicle for that good ranch. Because they had the really good ranch. That's all they were. Just a vehicle for the ranch. Straight into my mouth hole. What'd you get, Andre?
I got Al's hash, which was just like, if you ever had a hash at like another diner, it's onions, hash browns, bacon, ham, sausage, and cheese. And then there were two over medium eggs on there and some rye toast.
Okay.
And honestly, it was pretty fucking great. Like I loved it. You know, it was only like $14 for that and the omelet that I got for Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
So not an overly expensive meal. Definitely something where like, I really wanted food and I didn't want to go very far because this place is not even 5 minutes away from me. Mm-hmm. 100% I'm going to go get food from there again.
Yeah. You might need to like replace the suspension on your car from the parking lot. But
the parking lot is tore the fuck up. And I also love that like when we get into the parking lot, there's just like at the drive through, there's this like abandoned Jeep, like flat tire, like no plates on it or anything like that. Just like has clearly been sitting there for a while. I'm like, this is going to be good.
I didn't know, like, who was making the food? Like, I didn't.
I think it was her. Like, the one lady who took our order and paid and everything like that. I'm pretty sure she disappeared to go make the food.
She made that pretty fast.
Yeah.
Do you think she's driving the Jeep?
No, there's no way. Like,
you never know.
I think she's driving the truck that was on the other side.
Oh, I didn't see a truck on the other side.
Yeah, that thought occurred to me. I'm like, there's no way she's driving this. Like, this thing doesn't even look drivable.
Mm-hmm. Damn, we're just, like, exposing the fuck out of this lady right now. God damn, we're horrible. So, have you ever had oxtails?
No, I don't think I have.
The little woman made me oxtails a couple of weeks ago, since the last episode. That shit was aight.
All right.
I'm not really sure what cut of the cow it is, but, I mean, you could look it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead and look that up.
I'm actually going to look up the hot sauce that I used today. Because I think it's on this website.
From the Heatness?
Yeah, it's from Heatness. It's from one of their subscription boxes. I just don't remember if it's still. Oh, yeah, it's the Louisiana one. I don't even know how to pronounce the name. Poyers? Maybe? Louisiana-style hot sauce?
I wonder if that's French.
It might be. Because, I mean, it's from Lafayette, Louisiana. So.
Shout out to Louisiana.
It's like, I don't normally care for Louisiana-style hot sauce. Like, I'm not super into all that other stuff, but this one is unbelievably good.
It looked a little thick the way it came out.
Yeah, I love it.
Normally, they're a little watery.
The stopper always gets fucking clogged on it, though. It's annoying as shit.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
That shit was fucking fantastic.
It was bussin'. Do you have an Instapot?
I don't think we do.
Dude, that is like... Like, fuck a air fryer. Get a fucking Instapot.
Oh, shit. Jamaican oxtails?
Yeah, that's what... She made a recipe like that.
Okay.
We went to a Korean market to, like, buy spices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was an H Mart. And, like, they had, like, frozen rabbit. They had, like, frozen frogs. They had all kinds of shit.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy to see that stuff. They had, like, whole duck. They had, like, fucking geese and shit.
That is wild.
Yeah, they had fucking, they had, like, these fish that were, like, flat, that were alive. Dude, Asian markets are fucking crazy. Shout out to Asians.
Hmm.
Shout out to markets.
Yeah. I want to go to one. My stepbrother, right?
You're asking me, your brother?
My stepmom's son.
Yeah,
stepbrother. He talks about like his fiance's family will go to like a Vietnamese market and it's insane. I want to go there so bad.
Where's it at?
I think it's around Detroit.
Mm, that makes sense.
Yeah. So they drive all the way there and they'll get like months worth of food at a time. And then
come back. Yeah. I mean, that's
if you're driving to Detroit, like,
yeah, that's a fucking drive though.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like from Flushing. So,
oh, that's a long, well, that's not really a long drive.
It's just out of the way.
Yeah. It's an inconvenience. Man, this is going to sound really bad, but I don't care. Like, where do Asian people live? Like, you never see a bunch of Asians, like, anywhere, like, together.
Yeah.
Like, where are they staying at?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, they got a nice-ass house, so.
Yeah. I know people are like, why would you ask that?
Why would you ask? You can't just ask where Asians live.
I know, they're like, what a stupid Negro.
I'm gonna turn that into a soundbite. I'm gonna have it like on a board. You can press a button,
dude. Please, please. Would you just add the stupid Negro? Would you add the stupid two, or just be Negro?
Okay, I feel like the first one is very racist.
What, Negro or stupid Negro?
The second one.
Say it.
The second one you just said.
Just say it.
I don't think I can.
Say what?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, no, we're not doing this. No.
What a smart Negro.
This reminds me of Samuel Jackson trying to get that reporter to say it.
Yeah.
He's like, it must not have been a good question then if you don't want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's like, you know I can't. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I mean, you can, but yeah, you got to face the consequences.
Ill-advised, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it ain't going to stop you.
It's a free country, but like,
We's free now.
Yeah.
We's free now. All my life, I has to fight. I know people are like, these guys just never talk about food.
No, we took... not even 5 minutes to talk about Al's Coney Island, and the rest of this has been on race relations and the idea of getting drunk at someone's mom's house.
God damn.
So you had a couple interviews recently, right?
Yeah, it's for a company on Novi.
Okay.
So I'm waiting on a call back right now for the next steps.
How'd the first couple go?
The first one went really well. The first one was kind of a quick phone interview. And then the guy, it's really weird now that like you'll apply for a job and they'll text you.
Yeah.
It's so strange to me that they won't even call you. They'll start fucking texting you.
Hmm.
So like, you know, I'd be sending the memes. Like,
yeah.
I've almost sent memes to like jobs before. If that ever happens, I'm just blocking them.
Yeah,
just block them. Like,
never
out
mind.
Of embarrassment.
I resend my application. Yeah. I don't want it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to send you that pee pee poo poo meme.
The photo of you getting out of the shower with a gun.
Exactly. Yeah, but it went really well. The second interview was yesterday, and you know they say that the longer an interview lasts, the better your chances are. I was in there for almost an hour and a half. I was like, we were in a conference room, and like I got up there and I like started fucking drawing on the board, making diagrams and stuff. I was like Charlie Kelly and It's Always Sunny when he was explaining the Pepe guy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when you were like, I'm drawing things on the board. Like, what? Drawing what? Like,
drawing dicks on the
board.
Yeah,
just drawing dick butt memes on there.
Yeah, but yeah, it went really well. So just waiting a call from their HR today. So, you know, making moves, making power moves, my guy. What about you? You got anything cool and interesting going on in your life?
I am doing a new thing at work, where I'm testing some features, and that's as much as I'm going to go into detail with. I think that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
So nifty stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
My phone's almost paid off. Should I upgrade?
Probably not. I don't know. Like you're halfway.
I don't know.
You're like, it's like month six of the year. Like you're, you know, there's another one coming out at the end of the year, most likely. Yeah. So you can hang out. You might as well.
See, man, the thing is like I want to transfer out of AT&T because like, it's just not, it ain't it, chief.
No.
But like, if I can get a free phone, I'll stick around. That's the thing. Like, if I can get the newest phone for free, because they'll do that after like a few months.
Like, I'll start sending you those offers in your email.
Yeah.
They're like, what if we gave you $1 million off of a phone?
What if we gave it to you for free for 3 years? Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Like, you're still paying for it some way, though. Like, well, they sneak it in there.
Well, they credit you.
Yeah, that's what it is. They credit you. Like, when you do a trade in, they don't take the money off the purchase price. They just credit to you monthly.
Yeah. Well, that's how like cell phones like make their money though. Is like they don't the companies I'm saying like they don't make money off the phones per se.
Mm-hmm.
They make money off them billing you every fucking month.
Yeah.
That's why like they don't want you to pay your phone off like all at once, cuz then you can just leave them.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a fucking scam, dude.
Yeah.
It's a fucking scam.
Stupid.
Fuck cell phones.
Max might get an iPhone.
Really?
Yeah, he was talking about wanting to finally get an iPhone.
Why?
He's just like, I don't give a shit about any of the stuff that's on Android anymore, so might as well just try it out, see if he likes it. And I think he was talking about he enjoys, because he has a work iPad, mm-hmm. and he enjoys the experience of the iPad, so he's like, hey, might as well try this out.
Well, like you were telling me a while back, like everything is so like integrated with Apple that it's so seamless.
Yeah.
Android stuff, like, sure, it's customizable and the cameras are always nice, but, like, who wants to see those green text message bubbles?
Yeah. It's just dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. And, like, my Android phone's always got virus. And, like, I wasn't, like, watching porn on my phone or anything. They would just fucking get hacked all the time. They were just, like, not the most secure phones in the world.
No.
I know people are like, here you guys go. Like, talk about food.
No, this is a food show. You know what? Not a tech show.
I'm going back to racial relations.
Yeah.
You know what? It's almost Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Not really sure what that means.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
At this point, I don't know what it means. And at this point, I'm too afraid to ask.
Just another holiday for white people to ruin.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Max is working today. I'm like, damn, kind of racist. They didn't give you the day off.
He should have worse dashiki.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Wow.
Putting in those hours for the white man, huh?
Mm. Goddamn white man. See, this is what I be talking about. This is what I be talking about, y'all. They always on some bullshit holding us black people back. Me and Max, you know, we are Negroes. If you don't name this episode, we are Negroes.
I don't even know if I can. Like, I feel like every now and then I'll name an episode something. I'm like, we'll see if this gets taken down.
It's not gonna.
I don't think they take this shit down.
Who are we, Joe Rogan? Anybody coming for us? They don't know.
We're just
exists.
A bunch of free range retards out here on the podcast space. They don't care.
We're free range retards, Mom. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
That one might get us in trouble.
I can't, like, tell people at work about my show anymore.
I know. Like, when I had that interview yesterday, they were like, tell us something interesting about you. And I was like, Sketchy Eats available on Apple Podcasts and
yeah, Spotify. Immediately.
Well, no, I didn't tell him about the podcast. I was like, I'm a food critic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know,
I'm a critique, you know? You know, like, I'm a have an article in the newspaper.
Yeah. It's just a small blurb.
It's the Sun, like the fake one, you know, that always puts out those shitty fucking stories.
Yeah, I'm an Esquire. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so they got my boy Max working on Juneteenth. Wow. I hope he wears the Shiki to work. I hope he's got his black fist afro pick in his hair.
Yeah.
Keeping beautiful. The black man down.
But yeah, Al's Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
It was banging.
It was.
I would 100% get it again.
Yeah, it was quick, fast food.
Yeah.
Like, it was above fast food, but it was cheap.
It traveled well. Granted that it didn't have to travel very far, but it traveled well.
Those cheese sticks weren't like really good though. I mean, like I said, they were just a vehicle for the goat ranch.
Yeah.
To put in my mouth hole.
Yep.
But yeah, so that was Alice Coney Island. And I don't think we got anything else for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Juneteenth, all my Negroes.
Stay sketchy.
Stay sketchy.